With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you show up on this island and there's like a lot of hot people there. And you are like, you consider yourself one of the hot, like the hottest person on this island. And there's this other guy that you're like, I'm so attracted to him. And you think it's just like, everyone, let's hang out and hook up. This is going to be really hot. And then you're informed that if any of you hook up, you lose a general pot of money that's $100,000. So like if you do any sexual contact, then the amount goes down. And you're like, damn, that sucks because I'm really attracted to this person. But whatever. So you're hanging out by the pool. You kind of go hang out with this guy and you're like, wow, the chemistry's like crazy. And then he leans in and kisses you and then is like, we should just go fuck right now. I don't care. I want to fuck you really bad. And you're like, no, we shouldn't. And then later on, you guys get called out and it's like, oh my gosh, you lost the group $3,000 from kissing this person. And then you find out that he went and told all the guys that you kissed him and that you were the instigator. And then you say in front of everybody, no, you kissed me. And then he just says, I think it's impossible to tell in front of everybody. And then everybody turns on you. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Okay, so here's what you do, Kay. You have to find like a cute girl in the group that has a crush on you and be like, hey, we should kiss. But because of gender norms, no one's going to just assume that we're the two that kissed. And then we'll like play it off like we didn't kiss. And that'll like make everybody crazy.
And then a Jesus-like character is going to show up and he's going to be like, hey, I'm going to Scooby-Doo this mystery. I'm going to figure out who kissed. And he's going to call it because he's very good at things like Scooby-Dooing.
Yeah. He's going to sniff that shit out in like 25 seconds.
And this poor girl that you've conned into making out with you is so obviously in love with you.
She had such a big crush on you.
And then says like, hey, wouldn't it be like funny if like we pretend like we're in love? Like, wouldn't that be like really funny?
Oh, no.
And then you just blow past it.
Yeah. And then when you're in like a like sensual Japanese yoga bondage class and you get partnered with the original guy who blamed you for the kiss, then just like sort of like put him off, but at the insistence of the producers and the woman teaching the sensual Japanese yoga bondage class, you kind of have to like reignite that romance with him and then
Colin,
spending more time again with him.
What do you mean producers?
What?
What do you
I thought, right. This is just at a Sandals resort. I forgot.
Right. This is just okay, a hypothetical scenario. Okay, so
like the staff of the Sandals resort.
Yeah, the guy who's who are going to pay you money. Eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to break the fourth wall, but we're talking too hot to handle. And we're talking about Francesca. Now, here's the thing. I don't think any of the four of us can really relate to Francesca's way of moving through life.
I might be able to. I'll never know.
Like, possibly a psychopath. Definitely, at least a clinical narcissist. This woman, I mean, like, you can tell that this woman gets off on being so hot that people have to break rules to because of her temptation. Like, yes. That's the thing that gets her off.
Oh, that is fun. I'm not a rule breaker. I make rule breakers.
Mm-hmm. And it's a community. I mean, eventually they it's not clear to them how the money is going to be distributed, but it's definitely put forth that it's a community pot. So every time she seduces someone into becoming a rule breaker, she's costing all of her peers money.
Mm-hmm. Including herself?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she's like, well, I have a job. I'm happy.
And she's like, yeah, she's like, I have 300,000 Instagram followers. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is then she, and here's the thing, I honestly almost don't mind the selfish, like just deciding I care about more about myself than other people. Like that, okay, just be honest about it. But she and her beau, Australian Harry.
No.
Oh, God.
Both like to talk about how everyone else is jealous. And it's like, no, this isn't about like, oh, they wish they had someone to fool around with on the island. It's that literally every time you touch each other, you are costing them money.
It's literally like
that's
like,
not jealousy. That's like you are actually jealousy is like you have your thing and I am not actually losing anything, but I look at it and I like project upon loss. No. These people are losing things every time you kiss each other.
Literally, they'll be like, wow, I guess people just don't understand what real love is. And it's like, no, they don't want to lose money, dog.
It's literally about the money. My favorite character is a guy who's an accountant by day, and he just sits there counting the money. And every time he's like, I could go to Dubai with this money.
Yep. He gets so pissed.
He's so mad.
Oh, my God.
It is a tremendous show.
That's a little social distancing-y, where like we're all staying at home and limiting our contact with people, and then you see other people like out on the beach, and you're like, "You motherfuckers!
you're costing us time. You're costing us time." And then literally, it's not just you're costing us as a community, but like, you're at the beach today, and then you go to Vons. Now you've made it so Vons is a less safe place for me to go. And I'm not going to Vons all. I'm not like loosey goosey at Vons every day. But like, I gotta get some bread sometimes. I think that it is tapping into, and plus it's watching dumb people, which is a nice judgy thing to do from home. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's also
but it
great.
Does tap into some of that social distancing.
It's strange how on top of this Netflix's new reality TV division has been. because I know we talked about it off mic, but the fact that the cast of The Circle is just doing The Circle again on TikTok, which is such a fun. It's a sequel.
That's fantastic. I think that the gem, like the beautiful. Not even gold on the lily. I mean, it's amazing. Is that there are no standards and practices for these shows. There also appears to be no structure or idea of what the show's going to be before they start shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, I think before they start editing.
Yeah.
These shows feel like they were made in the edit room. Because there are these activities, but the activity doesn't happen at the same place every episode.
No. Nope.
So it's like, I think they're editing, and this one I will say, and hopefully every show thereafter is going to have it. This had the best VO of any.
Yeah, really good, really funny.
Just really sharp, mocking them really hard.
Well acted, and the editing was top notch. Like, the editing probably made the show. I would say this one had the best editing. Like, the edits were very, very funny. Like, they literally had the Jesus guy. Who I think they were hitting the Jesus joke a little too hard, but it's fine.
Well, they knew he spoiler, was going to leave three quarters of the way through the show. So they're like, we got to get every Jesus thought we can get out.
But
he was like, so he's like, I don't feel connected to, I don't feel tempted by any of the women here. And then we cut to these three new people show up on the island, which is like, obviously they're just like, this isn't working. Let's just add more people. So these three new people come on the island and they're all sitting in a circle. And he's very like, he thinks he's an intellectual, but he isn't. And he's like, his whole thing is like, you know, I need like this spiritual connection with a woman and blah, 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 all this stuff. And then the, one of the new girls is like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a type. I just feel like if I can intellectually and spiritually connect with someone, like that's my type. And then it cuts to like him and like there's like music. It's like, and he's like, oh, it, it doesn't work out with them, but it is very funny.
And then there's a slide whistle up to imply the direction.
No, no, it's the bass slide down.
But I mean, the editing in that show is very good. It's very funny. Also,
built in, and I think the circle could have done it, and maybe next season it will. There is an AI component to the show. But of course, it's not actually AI. It's just somebody pretending to be a robot machine.
Oh, no. It's a blinking light, and they do that voice years later.
But I feel like even that, they gave it some sass and character. And so, like, I'm okay with, like, people, you know, I don't want robots to take human jobs, but, like, I like the idea of, like, humans taking robots' jobs.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
It's, I would say, like, okay, quickly, which, rate the three, and I'm talking specifically to the three people that watch these shows, not Patrick.
What do you mean?
I'm specifically excluding one of us.
Oh, like that hasn't been happening for weeks.
Love is Blind, The Circle, and Too Hot to Handle.
I gotta go Circle number one.
OG.
I liked those people way better than I liked most of everybody from all the other shows. I'd say Too Hot to Handle 2 because it kept it nice and short.
Yes.
It was not weeks of watching. It was like, I got it done in a day.
They're like, literally hey, a day. We know what we got, guys. This and isn't more than 6 hours of content.
Yeah.
Love is Blind got almost too popular. It's like when you have a song on an album that you really like, but then it's the one that gets played as a single and you're like, it's too
it's played out.
It's the
played out.
It's the Gautier of Netflix reality shows.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
It's like, oh my God, this is everywhere now.
Everywhere. Okay, Colin. So, like, what
I think Carol Baskin probably did kill her husband, but like, what does that matter to this story?
This is the one thing that you watched of the shows that we talk about. That was the one.
That's right.
So, like, we're gonna do
Tiger Ships, right?
Oh my
God! No. Ooh.
God no! God no! Wait, what are we doing? Oh yeah. I mean, the thing with these shows is that...
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear it.
Is that, like, they can be surprisingly wholesome. I'm not saying they're straight up Disney.
Yeah, that would be crazy if it was straight up Disney. But it's got... It's sort of like if you took the bottom of the barrel of Disney, like the stuff that you cannot root for romantically.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what the other thing about these shows is? There's three of them.
Okay, what?
I'm just also looking at the notes I took for what episode this is.
Wait, but do you know what episode this is?
Because I don't know how three works.
Well,
what's
it's
three.
It's
how
does the third in a series.
Okay.
This is the threequel.
Yeah, this is the threequel. This is Disney Ships Part 3, Unshippables.
Yeah.
Unshippable.
Kelly, I think you have the best into this with your list of the ugliest Disney characters.
It is really funny.
Is this a personal list, Kelly?
No. No, I'm shocked at some of these options, too, because, like, honestly, some of my choices are not on here, and, like, the choices that are on here, I'm like, do you have a personal vendetta against this character? Okay. So I looked up grossest Disney characters.
Okay.
That was like what I Googled. And then what I received was this, the top10s.com. Top 10 ugliest Disney characters. Number one, Madame Medusa from The Rescuers. Which,
oh. Yeah, she's not that cute.
She's not that cute, but, okay. Okay, so, and then they have, there's like quotes from some of the voters. Are you ready for the first quote?
Absolutely. Yes.
Her teeth just stick out like they aren't supposed to be teeth, and her makeup is just utter trash. The eyeshadow is not even right. She looks like a raccoon, but just ugly, and raccoons aren't supposed to be ugly.
Wow, they are not. So, thank you very much.
Okay, so is it really, are these just characters that need a makeover?
Okay. Now, number two is Princess Anna of Arendelle.
No, stop it. You're joking.
Number one comment. She is so ugly and is already going white at 20.
That's a bit. That you're joking.
Number three, Quasimodo. I want you to know that Anna is above Quasimodo.
Anna?
Okay, but get this. Okay, so there's two comments here that are interesting.
About Quasimodo?
Or actually three comments. Or four. These are really funny. Okay, one. He's actually not that ugly. Not the way they make him seem anyways. He's still charming in his own way. Okay. Second quote. Hey, Quasimodo is meant to be ugly. In the Hunchback of Notre Dame universe, it is a true fact that Quasimodo is ugly, since every character in that universe finds Quasimodo to be ugly. In the real universe, it's a very popular opinion that Quasimodo is ugly. I think Quasimodo is adorable at the same time. The Hunchback of Notre Dame is one hell of a movie.
Oh, wow. Go the fuck back home, commenter.
Third comment. Half of this list are pretty characters, like Anna, Elsa, and Hannah Montana. What is happening here on this day? Fourth comment. Totally. He even said he ugly.
Hannah Montana made the list? Right, that's
we gotta hear the rest of the list.
She's just a young human girl. Get her off this list.
Yeah, I know. It's so mean when it's a real person. Okay, four is Horned King from the Black Cauldron, which I'm like,
I gotta look him up.
I mean, just from the name, I can tell that this is exactly Kelly's type.
I just feel like he's confident. Hot. I just feel like he knows what he wants.
He's Skeleton Man. I know. He's fine.
He's fine.
What movie is this from? Okay.
The Black Cauldron.
I'm unfamiliar with it. Like,
this is the kind of pull a Disney fan would pull out. Yeah. Like, Black Cauldron, heard of it?
Okay, so unfortunately, one of my unshippables is from that movie.
Oh, no! Sorry!
It's okay. I think once you look him up, you will be like, he's disgusting. No one should be with him. It's fine. Okay.
He looks pretty badass. I'm also seeing, like, first page of the Google image search is an illustration of him with Maleficent, which is like, all right.
Yeah.
They're both horny.
Maleficent.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I'm glad that we all clocked that.
What did I say?
Maleficent.
Yeah, that sounds like what I said.
It wasn't.
Here's the thing. Actually, Colin, I think you would really like The Black Cauldron. It's kind of scary for, like, it was like the weird period of Disney movies, like, where they were like, we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. It's very strange and it's pretty scary for a Disney movie.
Yeah.
So then Hannah Montana.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing about Hannah Montana. She did not know how to dress.
She didn't.
Her hair and her clothes were not hot looks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Cruella DeVille. Which
now, she does know how to dress.
She does. That's a problem.
She knows how to dress at any cost.
At any cost. Right. Okay,
she's like, nothing is standing in the way of my looks.
I'm not familiar with who this is. Saroosh from Hunchback of Notre Dame 2?
Okay, because to me, the villain in the first Hunchback is pretty ugly.
Disgusting. Well, that's possibly unshippable.
I would think so. But, okay, so who else is on this list?
One second.
All right, I'm looking up Hunchback of Notre Dame 2, which I don't know there was.
Oh, Saroosh? She's kind of cute. I don't know.
It's a lot of eyebrow going on.
Does Hunchback get a girlfriend?
I don't know. Okay, then there's Queen Elsa. Okay, the first comment...
Really? I don't understand. I do not, like...
That's got to just be generalized Frozen hate, right?
I don't understand how we've gotten, like, all the characters of Frozen, and we haven't hit fucking Mater from Cars yet. Like, what is going on with this fucking list?
Okay, first comment. She ruined my plan. She is also very ugly. Yours truly, Prince Hans of the Southern Isles.
Okay, now...
Mother Gothel.
Yeah, but like she's got really awesome hair.
She does. Everyone says she's okay until she ages, which wow, that's just a comment on our
Oh no. Is one of these gonna be Rapunzel after her hair gets cut and she's a brunette?
Oh my god. Okay, next up, Kristoff. Kristoff,
I mean,
from Frozen.
He is like, if he was on Love is Blind, we'd call him a thumb. He is not he's not chiseled, but he has a great heart.
He does.
He's a sweet guy.
People think he has too big of a nose and that his hair is like Justin Bieber.
Though I will say, I didn't care about his feelings in Frozen 2.
No, the song neither, was... No.
Neither does that movie.
Yeah.
Well, they want... I feel like we spend too much time... Like, oh, should I... Whatever, she loves you. Find the right time and ask her. Don't... What are we doing? What are we doing, you
also,
stupid boy?
The thing is, though, I do agree that, like, she is too busy. Like...
Yeah. Well, but that's what she is too busy.
That's so, her life, though, so you gotta take
it. That's her life,
it.
So you gotta fit into it or figure it out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't just expect her to all of a sudden drop everything and be interested in proposals. She's got shit to do. She's got a very dysfunctional family, and she's helping run a kingdom.
The thing is, the movie doesn't give a shit about it either, because his big emotional song is a fucking joke.
I remember you hated that. Here's the thing. I liked that song. I remember you hated it. It was like Beach Boys-y kind of song.
It was more like a R&B, like the sincere, like 90s, like love song, right? Where he's like belting it out and it's meant to be like,
it's
the style of the song is a joke.
Well, I thought it was like a Beach Boys type, like, or what's his name?
It's like Brian Williams.
Yes, yeah.
Brian Williams?
Yes. No.
Like Allison Williams?
Like Ryan.
No, Ryan.
Adams?
Williams. It's Adams is right.
Wait, what? Yes. Oh my God. Did we all just have a stroke?
Yeah. Well,
I felt like I had one when I repeated Brian Williams that you guys said, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
No, Brian Adams is correct.
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. So like in I would now those songs, like I would do anything for love. Or wait, no.
Yeah. No.
All for love.
Right, the stroke continues here.
And then the one from Prince of Thieves. It's not I would do anything for love, but it's like
I'd do it for you.
I don't know that one.
Everything I do it for you. Yeah. Don't you know it's true?
Everything
I do, you know that
I
song.
Do for you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to rattle really quick through the rest of these. Evil Queen Muberty. I don't know what Muberty is. Flynn Rider from Tangled. Yzma.
Aww.
Duke of Wesselton.
Yeah, he's not that cute.
Madame Mim. Also from
I think Madame Mim is she used to scare me.
She's scary.
Who is that from what?
From Sword in the Stone. She's the villain, and sometimes she tries to be like cute, but she's like she's literally insane.
Oh yeah.
One of the most like real insane characters in Disney movies.
That's not fun.
I think you would like her, Colin. She made me very uncomfortable.
She's scary. Okay, wait. So
like,
let's try.
You never know what's gonna happen next.
Exactly, and she may have a goal, but she may abandon the goal just to be mean or something. I don't know.
So, do we have any unshippables? And then we'll try and find someone for them.
Okay, so here's a question.
Yeah.
Does someone being a villain make them inherently unshippable?
No.
Not at all.
Jafar is shippable with everyone.
Okay. Jafar is way shippable.
Yeah.
I just mean like they are so, like to me, Hunchback of Notre Dame, the villain, he's unshippable.
Because mm-hmm.
he's completely irredeemable.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So like someone, like I think, you know, squares and rectangles.
All right, I think mine is kind of a type, but I wouldn't put him with another one just like him. And I have to pick one of two main who are pretty much the same character in two different movies, but I'm going to go with Sebastian.
Oh.
He's got no real loyalty because he acts like he's loyal to the king, but he mm-hmm. isn't. He portrays mm-hmm. the king all over the place. He's judgy and mean. He tries to, like, be the boss of people, but he doesn't really listen to their feelings. I don't think he'd be a good partner to anyone.
I mean, he's ringing a lot of bells for another Disney character who I think is a go-to for us.
The chef?
That's a different kind of ship.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds a lot like he's got a lot in common with Iago.
Wait, Iago? Who?
Iago.
Iago. Iago or Zazu?
No, Iago.
Maleficent.
That's... Oh, my God. Guys, it's a dialect. That's how we say it in the Midwest.
Not
Iago.
That's not true.
Patrick, you stay out of this.
It's from... The name is lifted straight from Shakespeare. It's Iago. Iago.
Yeah. All right, fine. Iago. That one. Him. Jeez.
Wait,
Louise.
So you see... All right, tell me more about how their relationship works.
Well, so how did you describe Sebastian? Just now, loyal to the king, but not really.
But not really. Judgy and mean.
And wants to, like, boss people around, but has no real power or way to enforce it. I'm just pointing out that they've got a lot in common so far.
Do you think Iago would, like, do Sebastian's bidding?
I think Iago would probably, like, sell Sebastian to the chef at the first opportunity.
I think...
It's a kind of chef.
The real problem with Sebastian is that he's placed in a job that's, like, outside. He's the royal composer. And then for some reason, he's tasked with, don't let my daughter fall in love with a human man on the surface.
You're right.
He's doing the best with the tools he has.
Oh my God, it's like working at a startup and all of a sudden they just want you doing like a whole bunch of extra shit that they didn't hire you for.
Oh, that the king was not giving him any more pay.
No.
It would be like, oh, this is a great opportunity. Don't you want to do more? Like, think of the exposure.
Okay, so is there a musical? Like, okay, I like that. Is there anyone in Fantasia he should hook up with? Like, is there a musical solution to Sebastian?
Ooh, how about... Now, it's not, like, strictly Disney, but it's kind of, you know, in the realm. I think you'll track the logic. The Pigeon Woman from Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
Yes. I like this for them. She's very lonely after her one friend left.
Mm-hmm. She's an animal lover, a music lover.
Now, does she move to the Caribbean?
No, Sebastian is, he's on the fish truck that the sticky bandits are on.
No! Poor Sebastian.
He gets rescued.
Okay. And they live on the streets of New York together.
Well, maybe what it is he does get picked up by a seagull, like from the, like, who's going to eat him. He's in this fish truck, right? Picked up by a seagull, mm-hmm. and the bird lady sees that this... wildly intelligent music composing crab is about to be destroyed by one of her best friends, the birds, and then
love it.
She calls the bird down and saves Sebastian's life, and then they spend the rest of their lives together listening to, you know, the New York Philharmonic play from her sneaky little place, wherever that is.
Yeah
I like
God.
It
good call, Colin.
Thanks gang. Colin.
I've got an unshippable.
Okay.
When's the last time you guys saw Tarzan?
It's been a minute.
Oh, I think I know who are you. I feel like I know who you're going to pick.
I'm referring here to Turk, who.
I fucking hate Turk.
Turk is the worst character. This is the gorilla voiced by Rosie O'Donnell. And Turk thinks that she is just the fucking funniest. She'll announce herself by walking into the room and being like, now it's time. Now that I'm here, we can all have fun. I'm so cool. Let's all hang out. I hate Turk.
I hate Turk a lot.
I mean, you would need someone who can just take, like, can just give attention without limit.
Yes. Oh, what about Mother Gollum? Or what's her name?
Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel. She wants to just give love and give love and give love.
Right.
Wait, what? To...
Yeah, she stole a baby so that she could have a baby.
Oh, so then have
I mean,
her
she also wanted the magic. That was also part of it.
I mean, a talking gorilla is kind of magic.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
I really, really hate Turk. I know what you mean about Turk.
I don't want her to be happy. Is that
no?
Me neither. Is that wrong?
She's a bad person. She's bad.
No room for growth on this.
No.
Doesn't she?
She's just like friends with Tarzan.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's also like really mean, and like her style of humor is to like be mean. Mm-hmm. It's like not. It is truly like that person that like you that you thought like they would always be like, oh, I'm in high school, that they're like, oh, I'm so funny. And then you realize that they're just like their style of being funny was to be mean.
Oh, OK. What about, and this is sort of a thruple, I think, but what about the hyenas from Lion King?
Hold up. I think maybe she could really thrive with them.
With Whoopi and is it Cheech Marin?
Yeah, Shanzi Bonzi and Ed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that could work out
probably
for them.
Bonzi is actually how his name is pronounced.
All right, so I think that's my vote. Is the hyenas from Lion King?
I buy it. I love them. They're among my favorite.
Yes,
hench people or hench animals.
I like that.
But I feel like they're balanced by Scar, because Scar is so cool. But they're pretty dorky.
Yeah,
they're dorky, but they're also efficient, right? Like, they get stuff done. They start that wildebeest stampede.
They do.
I mean, they tried to kill Simba twice. We really only saw them try to do two things, and it was the same thing, and they failed both times. But yeah, they get stuff done.
Well, the second time they didn't try to kill Simba, they tried to kill Mufasa, and they did.
Well, Scar did, but well, all right.
Yeah, they're working together.
They're just like part of the Rube Goldberg device. Yeah. They're like the marbles or whatever.
Well, maybe it's that Scar realized, like, okay, I need to give them less responsibility, and then they can thrive, but I'm going to have to come in and, you know, seal the deal.
Fair. Kelly, do you have an unshippable?
Yes. Okay. From The Black Cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
There is a character. I don't even know what the fuck he is. He's like a dog thing. I don't know.
Okay.
And he talks like this. And he like calls apples munchings and crunchings, which just like, let's stop with that. His name is Gurgi.
Ah! That's like fun.
A little, I don't even know. I don't know what he is. He looks kind of like the tramp, if the tramp.
No, he looks like the slutty dog in Lady and the Tramp. You know who I'm talking about?
I'm going to look, but I'm about to be offended.
She's this like, one, she's got like one hair over her ear.
That's right, over her eye.
Wait, you're talking about the one over who sings eye, yeah. the tramp song? Yeah.
She's not slutty, she's sultry.
Also, she's sultry.
Okay.
She loved that tramp and he betrayed her.
Okay, here's the thing. If Tramp had a child out of wedlock.
With her,
that Gurgi would come out. The fucking abomination of Gurgi. Okay, Gurgi.
I mean, just looking at like how he holds sweet. Himself, I'm thinking he might be a good partner for Hoggle.
I think maybe that's why I hate him so much. Because quite honestly, listen to his personality. Cowardly. Playful. Stingy. Hungry. Funny. Somewhat annoying. Dim-witted. Silly. Kind. Selfless. Loyal. Curious. Shrewd.
Wow, I'm feeling attacked.
In what way?
I just heard a list of my personality traits read aloud.
Okay, but here's the thing. His dislikes, you like those things. Get this. His dislikes, scariness, darkness, Horned King's Castle, having his feelings hurt, his own cowardice, seeing his friends in danger.
Colin loves having his feelings hurt.
Colin loves... Colin gets joy out of seeing us in danger.
Yes.
Yeah, seeing you in danger and then getting my feelings hurt is why I'm on this show, you guys.
But honestly, you love scariness and darkness, and if you had seen the Horned King's castle, you would love it. Like, honestly, yeah. We need your report on Black Cauldron. It's okay. On Disney Plus. You have no excuse.
Yeah.
In regards to Hoggle, can I share a text that my father sent to me?
Please.
Please.
So my father listens to Same Day Shipping. What up, Lyle?
Hey, Lyle.
What's up, Lyle?
He tweeted, or not tweeted, he texted me after listening to some episode saying, there are at least 5 men in my neighborhood that look like Hoggle.
Lyle! Move amazing. To LA and start comedy.
Take pictures of them and send them to Colin.
Do not send them to me. I'm disgusted just with the idea that there's the a thing. Human that looks like Hoggle.
5 Lyle, of them.
Oh, Patrick will give you my number, but don't send me a picture until they start to look like the decaying puppet of Hoggle. Like the one where the nose has fallen off and the lips are all exposed, that version.
Ugh.
How's your puppet making going, Colin?
Oh, God.
Wonderfully.
Good.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. But I do, okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate him being with Hoggle. Because I feel like my hatred of Hoggle is the same hatred for Gurgi. He's just like cartoon version of Hoggle.
Totally. So it really pair them up together and then just write them off completely.
Yes. Yes. Like, pair them up and then I will never think of them again. Yeah.
All right. I have a bonus ugliness one, and I think he's unshippable. He's physically, he's probably a fairly normal human, but emotionally I think he's dark-hearted.
Okay.
Well, dark-hearted is not right, but like we celebrate him too much, and that is Alfredo Linguini.
Oh, he's mean.
He's the chef who fakes like he's a good chef. Let's and Ratatouille. He gets way too much success. He didn't earn any of it. He lies to that hot chef.
Mm-hmm.
2 thumbs down on Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would. I wouldn't wish him on anyone.
Mm. Yeah, he is a. God, that's rough. Who can? And he ends up with who does the voice of his paramour in that? Is that Janine Garofalo?
Garofalo. I think it's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, you're right. 100%. It's Janine Garofalo.
Okay. Yeah, so they do end up together. So we got to split them up and ship him with someone who's more at his level. Is that the task?
I think, yeah, we got to bring someone down.
Well, it's
to Linguini.
It's
level.
Tough, though, because I do think, because I agree with you that, like, throughout the course of the movie, Linguini is bad. But I think by the end of the movie, he's different. He's like, humbled and is just like serving, like actively and honestly serving this like magical cooking rat.
Mm-hmm.
Like by the end, I think he's a good, faithful servant, but the rest of the movie, he fucking sucks.
Okay, so maybe we need to put him with like a dom of some sort so he can be a good, faithful servant to them.
Maleficent.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, I have a bonus, and this is a deep cut.
Uh-oh.
Because it's from a story within a story.
Ooh.
It's from Alice in Wonderland, the walrus that eats all those little oysters.
Oh, yeah, that walrus is a jerk.
Hmm.
I mean, I think he's already pretty well paired off with the carpenter that does the same thing, right?
Do we want that for them? Do we want him to be happy?
Hmm.
What about Homer Simpson?
What?
Homer Simpson put a seafood buffet out of business once because it was all you can eat.
Oh, man, these poor little
like
oysters.
And he's a jerk. I mean, I think that would be like what the walrus deserves. A lifetime of Homer.
Yeah.
It's tough but fair.
It's a save Marge campaign.
Honestly, always.
Always.
Marge deserves better.
Always.
She could be so happy.
She just needs to recognize her love for Ruth Powers. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
We do.
Ooh.
All right. So, question for Shipple Dips, quarantine edition. Will relationships survive working from home? What if you find out that your SO is a let's circle back or lots of moving parts person? Broken heart emoji.
Compartmentalize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as a person who has that kind of job, I will also say that those are covers you use so you don't say, you fucking idiot, I've sent you 3 emails on this. Or what if you just thought for a second about the proposals I've already put in front of you? And I, it's all of those, all that jargon, at least as used by me, is used with people I can't order around to give myself some space so that I don't get fired for being mean and honest.
Mm.
So I guess it's like, be more empathetic with your friend. Like, if you're saying let's circle back, it's because you have a bad job.
Yeah, I think
nobody
it's like,
who's happy with their job is saying let's circle back.
Exactly. I think there is a, like, now are we looking at someone that thinks that that kind of stuff is cute? Like, I think there are certain things that are maybe deal breakers, or not deal breakers, but like a revelation that you're like, which is maybe you find out that that type of person that they. And now this is a little bit different from work from home, but I'm thinking of, you know, email behaviors that are unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Chain email people who are like, look at this funny video of Donald Trump. I'm like, okay, that needs to stop. Because like
if you find out that your partner spared you, mm-hmm. you didn't have, doesn't mm-hmm. do it to you, mm-hmm. but will do that to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And in like a working environment.
Yeah.
Oof.
Like funny emails around the office. Did you see my email? Did you see my email? I once had a guy in my office. Did you see my email? And I just keep being like, no, printed out the email, brought it to my desk.
Printed out?
God.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like self-isolating with your partner. Mm-hmm. They're working from home. You got a lot of free time in your hands because you don't have like a traditional quote-unquote office-y job, what have you. And you keep seeing them on Slack, and you're not, like, you know, being nosy, but you're looking over their shoulder, and you just see them keep typing, hey, did you see that email? Hey, did you see that email? Over and over and over again. And then, like, 4 hours later, they're at the printer, and they're printing out, like, pages of this thing and folding it up and putting it into an envelope and writing an address on it.
Oh, my God.
And they lick a little stamp. I put it on the album.
For your safety, you need to read
that
yourself.
Might be one of the most aggressive, passive-aggressive things I've ever heard, and I kind of want to do that to somebody.
Okay, so you intercept.
Because if I'm saying, did you see my email, it's not a joke email. It's, did you see the email that explained the question you keep calling me to talk about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I just remembered an Am I the Asshole about this.
Okay.
No, where a person, if they don't get a response quick enough, they CC the CEO of the company.
Damn!
Oh, get rid of this person.
And their supervisor pulled them aside and was like, please stop doing that. And they were like, you know what? I might just go back to doing it if people still take a long time to respond.
That's just a bad move for them professionally because, like, the CEO doesn't want to see that.
Exactly. Why do you think the fucking supervisor is talking to them? The CEO's like, why is my inbox getting fucked up?
Don't fuck up my inbox.
Wow. I would say, hey, don't worry about it because I quit anyway.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.